Hello, this is Dr. Gordon Freeman of Black Mesa, and when I'm not off smacking things around with a crowbar in the Half-Life video game series, I'm listening to Extra Life Radio.
Can I ask you something?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Man, that was the gay thing. I feel like crap. You cannot deny the power of the Fletchman.
Corporations are good. Corporations are bad.
There's steam coming off my crap.
If steam were a man, I'd let him possess me sexually.
Welcome to the podcast. I just removed my colostomy bag.
Oh, uses a Massengill douche to clean his teeth. That's going to start A, a fire, or B, a lot of redness and itching. I can't find my needle. Let's see what random way I can die today. And that got old for me real quick.
I mean, you'll care when they come to your house and take your guns away.
Extra Life Radio. Strong enough for a man, but made by a woman. One big, giant, flowery, wee-playing woman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is ELR number 156. I'm Scott Johnson. I am your host. Welcome back to the show. 156 episodes. We are 1 week away from, I think we're going to do our Halloween episode next week because we won't have an episode before Halloween the following week. So watch for that. Want to say a quick shout out and thanks to the sponsors of the show. Big thanks to GoDaddy.com. Use Life 1, Life 2, or Life 3 as your code. Save money on your next.com domain, your next hosting package, and various other things. You can check out the links to what the codes will give you at MyExtraLife.com. Get your piece of the internet today with GoDaddy.com. Thanks everybody who uses those codes. That is awesome. Let's just jump right into the big program today. We are like a body with only... one arm, one leg, and that's it.
I'm the dangly thing between the legs.
Oh, dude, nice. I don't know what that's even called. Obsidian is here from commissioncomic.com. Let's get that out of the way. Obsidian, welcome to the program, the fine program this evening, tonight. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Yes.
How are you?
Very good. Oh, shoot. I just turned you down. Just a minute. Okay, now you're good. Sorry about that.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I was losing it. Obsidian joins us because that's what he does. He comes in and he's on the show. He is a very important part of this program. However, we are missing one third of the normal crew, and that is Brian. We found out just minutes.
Well, if we're doing it by mass, we could be easily missing about 45% of the show.
Dude, that's terrible. You're not that big. You've met him in person. Is Brian a big old guy?
Yeah, yeah, but he would be 45%. You would be the other 45%, and I'd be a very humble 10%.
All right, fine. But anyway, Brian is not here. We got an email just before the show. Apparently it was sent a while ago, but I was gone all afternoon, didn't have access to it. This is a little weird, and maybe we should talk about it for a second, but what Brian told us is either a total...
Is
absolute...
Brian's wife... No, but let's not hide this. Brian's wife robbed the bank.
No, wait, you're making a jump there. You're making a leap of truth. What we know so far is that the bank that... she works in. Now, first of all, Owen and I were led to believe that she worked at the local newspaper.
Yeah.
So this seems
this
a little
is all
fishy.
Very suspicious.
Yeah. It's a little fishy. Supposedly she works at a bank now, and the bank was robbed today, and the FBI has the bank on lockdown. Now, here's a suspicious portion of the story number two. Does the FBI even bother with South Carolina? I don't think so. They don't care. I don't even think they know it exists. So... that's the second suspicious thing about the story.
You know what I think they should do? I think they should go to Brian's house, check out the basement. I bet he's got tons of bodies stashed there.
You think so? He puts the lotion on the skin?
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, I bet he just drags people home, murders them, and then does stuff to them.
Dude, imagine just for a moment, if you will, Brian walking around with a coat made of human skin. Can you imagine that?
Well, he did have a very, very, very weird-looking leather coat when I met him in Dragon Con.
Oh, that's lovely. He brought it right to the Dragon Con. And people asked him about it. He says, no, I'm playing Hannibal Lecter. Everything's great. But it was really actual skin of people. Yeah. Or cowboy, whatever that guy's name is. I can't remember that guy's name.
And he did smell pretty funky, you know, like somebody that's been playing around with dead people all day.
Yeah. This is kind of a roast of Brian, because normally we love Brian and he's a nice guy. But this story's just a little fishy. So supposedly, she's in this bank until like 1 a.m. while they investigate who robbed it, and Brian is
sort of... We think his wife is a suspect.
Yeah, she might actually be a suspect, so we got to wait till...
I mean, I've met Suzanne. She's got that whole, you know, sort of evil... women thing going on. You know, what's a word for that? You know, like femme fatale?
Femme fatale? Is that a word for it? I don't know. That's a French word.
Well, yeah, right? That's French, but my French is not even half as good as my Swahili, and I don't even know Swahili. So.
Nice. Is Swahili a language? That's how much I know about it. Okay, we'll see. I didn't even know that. All right, well, anyway, we will trudge on. Maybe he'll pop in. If he does, we'll bring him in. We'll have to see. I was actually looking earlier for Scott Fletcher. He is nowhere to be found tonight. And I would have brought him in, but that's okay. And Len's not on either. Man, everyone's just screwing us tonight. But that's okay. O and I will hold down the fart. I mean the fort. The fort.
No, you hold down the fart. I'll let it rip.
You'll let it go. You'll just let it rip.
Yeah, I'll let it.
All right. Well, Brian, good luck. Call us. Let us know what's happening.
Allow me to ask you, Scott, are you a very powerful farter? Is your flatulence powerful and almighty?
It can be. It can be.
like.
You're going to get me in trouble again.
Have you ever had a very embarrassing fart story?
Dude, you're going to get me in trouble because last week, all your itchy, sweaty testicle talk got me about 20 emails of varying degrees of, that was disgusting, don't talk about those again, emails. So, which I think was your goal. I think you actually had that in your plan, and you succeeded at your evil plan. So very nice.
Well, you know, my grandfather used to say, Scott, you know, it's better to have them talk badly about you than have them not talk at all.
That's. I think your grandpa maybe was crazy. Early onset dementia.
Well, you know where I get it from then.
Oh, well, that makes sense now. Anyway, good luck, Brian. Hope the bank does whatever it does. Can we do a couple of birthdays? This has become kind of popular, so I like to rip through these right at the beginning of the show. Okay. We got an email from Daniel Jensen, whose birthday is the 21st of October. And he's turning 22. So congratulations on turning 22. We also got one for Dauphin is his name, D-O-F-N. He says this, can you give a shout out to my son? His birthday is on Thursday, October 18th. That's today. His name is Nathan and he'll be turning 4. Oh, that's cute. That's awesome. He even sent us
he's famous now. We just made him famous.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So thanks for that. He also sent me a funny little story. That was great too. Juan Rulias. Juan Rulias. He says R-U-E-L-A-S. Rulias? Rulis?
R-U-E-L-A-S.
L-A-S.
That's Ruelas.
Less, yeah.
Juan Ruelas.
Okay, thank you. He says, hey guys, wondering if you give me a birthday shout-out on this week's show. My birthday is actually this Wednesday, so I know it'll be a day late since you record Thursdays now. I'm turning the big 21. I hope that my hangover won't be that bad by the time I hear your show. Actually, we hope it is, so that you enjoy it more. People, you either, if you're drunk or hungover, the show is better. Either way, you're covered. I think I got everybody.
You can listen to ELR. No, wait a minute. That's going to get us in trouble again.
Yeah,
I mean, if talking about how my balls sometimes sweat got us in trouble.
Yeah.
I suppose inviting people to have a nice drink while we listen to ELR
could get us in trouble, potentially. Go ahead.
But the best thing to drink while you listen to me talk, to my smooth, silky voice, is a piña colada.
Ah, piña colada. Piña colada.
Yeah, all the time. Or tequila.
Tequila. Okay, Brent Wild said, I've been listening for a while. I wanted to ask if you get a birthday announcement for next week's show. I'll be turning 22 on the 22nd of October. Congratulations and happy birthday to you as well. All right, so there you go. I like doing those because it's fun to find out how old you are and what you guys are all up to. All right, Now,
let's say hello to the people in the chat room.
Yeah, people in the chat room, are a bunch of you are here, 120 of you to be exact, that are watching the show simultaneously. I'm sure that number will grow. It usually does as the night goes on. Hello to everybody in there, including Brad underscore ELR, Bad Fish, Bake a Fish, Carlos
Letuga.
Yeah, Letuga. Veronica is here. Ooh, speaking of Veronica, let's talk about this right now.
Let's talk about Veronica. I like that.
You're happy. You're happy to talk about Veronica. I know that.
Oh, yes, 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 absolutely.
Of you.
What would we say about Veronica?
Well, she popped up in Messenger the other day and sent me a really cool link and something that she's been working on, and I'm super thrilled to talk about it here because I think it's awesome. She even sent a small snippet of audio to sort of launch the conversation. Let's listen to that now.
Hey, everyone. It's Veronica Belmont, also known as Lady V, also known as Winema and Imriella on Alea Iacta Est, our Warcraft guild. And I wanted to say hi, and that I'm also starting a brand new sci-fi fantasy-themed book club called The Sword and Laser. You can find all the information at swordandlaser.com. We have our very own social network for book discussions. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our very first book is The Golden Compass by Philip Pullman, and we're doing that because the movie's coming out, but also because it's a really fantastic book. So come check out the website, join in the discussion, and I hope to see you all there. Have a good one.
Okay, swordandlaser.com. Put that in your browser, folks. It's pretty cool. And I have not read The Golden Compass ever, and so this is going to be my excuse to finally get around to doing it because I've heard great things for a long time, and I want to read it before the movie does come out. I'm sure the movie will be okay because even if the movie... See, this is how I look at movies. Even something as bad as Ghost Rider, it still had that cowboy dude in it whose name just suddenly eluded me. What's wrong with me? The chat room will
say. So movies to you are basically like pizza and sex.
Yeah, well, it's something like that. Sam Elliott.
You know, I mean, even if they're not the best, they're still pretty good.
Sam Elliott. I always get him mixed up with Sam Shepard. Anyway, Sam Elliott makes everything better. And he is in The Golden Compass. But anyway, this is really cool. Swordandlaser.com is where you want to go. And I'm thrilled that Veronica's doing this and happy to talk about it on the show. And hopefully we get a few listeners to jump over there and take advantage of this and join up on the little discussion board and stuff, because there's already 100-plus people, probably more by now, 200 maybe, people over there chatting about fantasy and science fiction. And we like that kind of crap, do we not, O?
Well, I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. Mr. Sword,
yeah,
and you do Sword and Laser right there in your comic. Every week you get some sword and you get some laser, pretty much.
That somehow to me that somehow sounds dirty.
Does it to you? You get your sword and laser.
I get me some sword and laser.
It sounds like a drink. Yeah, I'll have a sword and laser. Easy on the eyes. Anyway.
But my view of it, my you know smut view is a lot more fun.
Yeah, you and your smut view.
Yeah, so, you're always thinking about alcohol.
Anyway, thank you, Veronica, and that is awesome. So go check it out again at swordandlaser.com. Very cool. Can we have a quick argument? I'd like to have an argument. In fact, we may make this part of the show permanently.
You gonna argue?
Yeah, I want to argue with you, dude. With you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we're good at that. We're good at arguing.
You okay? The question of the week is Goofy versus Pluto. It's not really the question of the week. It came up before the show, but I thought it was interesting to talk about. I have never quite understood this issue, okay? In the Disney pantheon of characters, you've got Pluto, who is Mickey Mouse's dog, and he's very much a dog. He's on all fours, he wags his tail, he eats out of a dish, he has a collar, all that stuff. He's a dog. He doesn't wear clothes. It's not like Donald Duck, where he's just got a top
on.
Well,
I have seen dogs that wear clothes, but you know, those are normally like annoying French poodles.
Yeah. And by the way, if V wants to hang around toward the end of the show and let us bring her in real quick, she's welcome to do that. I'm just throwing it out there in the universe. Anyway, so Goofy...
You know, that is like... You know, you must have been a disaster when you were like trying to you know, maybe go steady with your wife. I mean, you just got a way of saying things.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
If V wants to hang out on the show, you know, she, you know, that's
yeah, cool. I'd love to have her on. So what was I going to say? Oh, so answer me this. He's a dog. What the hell is Goofy then? If Pluto's a dog, well, how is
Goofy's
he
a dog?
How is he a dog?
Well, okay. Now, as we were talking, you know, before, and we decided to leave it for the show, I have my theories about what's wrong with Pluto and what's going on with Goofy and everything.
It's a controversial thing that you believe, but that's okay.
Well,
We're not they're gonna shy away from it. We're gonna yell, we're gonna say it loud and proud.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we hold no punches back
yeah.
here in ELR. I mean, if our balls itch, we talk about it. if Scott has a big fart, we talk about it. And you know, we talk about these controversial issues like Disney. I mean, Disney is known for help me out here.
Controversy?
Thank you.
That's a hard word.
I have an excuse. I'm Colombian. Yeah. What's your excuse?
I don't have one. I have no excuse.
But you barely know how to read.
I know. Pipi del Fuego. I know how to say that.
Okay. Now, you see, look, for example, at the way they dress. Okay, Donald Duck, he wears a shirt, but he doesn't wear any pants.
True.
Mickey Mouse, on the other hand, he wears overall, but he doesn't have a shirt. I mean, he wears, like, short overalls, but no shirt on.
True dat.
That's pretty freaky.
Yeah.
Now
it is.
Goofy, on the other hand, he's like the moron of the group. Yet he's fully dressed.
Yeah.
And Pluto, I mean, he's a dog, just like Goofy, but he acts like a dog. So my theory, and keep in mind my theory might be controversial. If you got a hard time last week because of my sweaty balls, you're probably gonna get an even worst time this week because of this, but my theory is that Pluto is mentally challenged.
You're avoiding the word, though, that you want to say.
And that's because you love that word. You just love to use that word.
I know,
but
I do.
I don't like that word. I think it's a very nasty word.
Derogatory. Derogatory word.
Yes, yes. But Pluto is mentally challenged. Okay. He has a cerebral...
Cerebral?
Let me try that one again. Okay. He has a cerebral...
Very good.
...handicap.
Yeah.
Right?
He does.
And Mickey Mouse, he takes care of him. I mean, he's like the guy that takes care of him. Now, here's what happens. Mickey Mouse, he's not really a very good person. Actually, he's not even a person.
He's a mouse. A rat. Yeah, he's a mouse.
He's a rat. I've never seen a mouse that big.
Okay.
You know, when they're that big, they're rats.
Yeah. I mean, not that we're shooting for realism here, because obviously we're dealing with a mouse that owns a dog. So it's not the same.
Well, you see, that's the thing. He abuses the dog because the dog is mentally handicapped. So he has a dog and he takes advantage of the dog and treats it like a dog.
You're talking about Goofy,
now,
right?
No. I'm talking about Pluto.
Oh.
Now, Goofy, on the other hand, Goofy is also Goofy's an idiot. But he's at that, you know, he's at that sort of level of idiocy where he doesn't let people treat him like a dog, but, you know, he's basically like the town idiot. Everybody looks down on him.
So wait,
Pluto, on the other hand, he's like Mickey Mouse's dirty little secret.
So wait, is Goofy then what all dogs can aspire to be? In other words, Pluto's the normal kind of dog, and then Goofy is what all dogs maybe could be one day? Is that what you're saying?
No, because I've seen other dogs in the
wild,
you know, Disney universe.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I've seen other dogs that are perfectly normal. I mean, they behave like perfectly normal, functional members of society.
Oh. Hmm.
But not Pluto. No, Pluto's got a handicap, and Mickey Mouse is taking advantage of that. Now, if social services were to visit Mickey Mouse's house, he'd end up in jail. But then again, why don't they go ask Donald Duck what happened to Huey, Dewey, and Louie's parents?
And pants. They don't have pants either.
I mean, they all run around that house pantless. But what happened to those kids' parents?
I don't know, dude. No, I don't know. It's a good question. Mice hanging out with ducks with a talking dog friend, it's all a little bit of weird. It's all weird. Disney's always had that little bit of weirdo stuff. We got a little chat room notice from the Ziv who says, my dad works at Disney. This is what he has to say about it. Pluto is a non-humanized dog, and Goofy is just quite Goofy. Also, Goofy's name was originally Dippity Dog. Anyway, that's interesting, eh?
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
But next week, we're going to discuss just how much of a slut is Olive Oil.
Well, dude, we know how much of a slut Olive Oil is, and she's easy, dude. All Bluto's got to do is walk in the room going, and she'll just go, oh, Popeye, freaking, I'm leaving you for this guy.
But really, I mean, she was a slut. I mean, she would basically just, you know, see which one would kick the other one's, can I say ass?
Yeah, sure, okay. Why not?
Yeah, ass. She would basically see which one would kick the other one's ass and go away with him and then wait for them to go at it again and then go with the winner again.
Yeah, she would actually forget the abuse that she took from Bluto the last 12 times that he away with her.
I've been told that's pretty common. You know, she's a sucker for it. Have you ever noticed how she has no bones, though? You know, Bluto would carry her and she'd start waving her arms around, you know, her boneless arms. They'd start waving around, and then she'd go like, Popeye!
Dude, I love that.
You never saw her, you never saw her, you know, doing the same thing with Bluto.
No. Never.
I mean, she treated them on different levels. Yeah. I mean, she was playing them both.
That's my Bluto impression.
In the end, I think she wanted to get it on with Sweet Pea.
You think so? I think her and Wimpy.
What's the deal with Sweet Pea, too? I mean, the kid had no... I mean, he had no legs.
Dude, that show was goofed up. There was some screwy stuff happening in that cartoon, no question about it. Some serious issues. Popeye.
Oh, yeah, Popeye, yeah.
Do you remember the movie? Yeah. The Robin Williams movie, Popeye movie?
Oh, that was freaky.
I liked it a lot, actually, back in the day. I think I watched that VHS tape 5,000 times, and I don't even mind it today. I don't know. I think it's underrated, personally. Anyway, that's neither here nor there because who cares? But the Bluto versus Goofy argument, I'm sure we'll get some email on this. I'm anxious to hear the thoughts of our fine listenership. Okay, let's move on. We got some other stuff to cover today. I thought it was interesting to note this.
You know what I think?
What?
You know what I think?
What?
I think that in cartoons where animals are, you know, where you get like sort of anthropomorphic animals, you know, basically animals that behave like humans.
Yeah.
Their pets should be people. You know, it would be the most logical thing. I mean, if the normal people in the Disney society, like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, which is also pretty weird. I mean, their last names are always like, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy.
Goofy didn't have a last name, I don't think.
Yeah, but Goofy was sort of like a bastard kind of thing.
Yeah. I think he was conceived out of sinful black magic.
Yeah, he was immaculate. He was immaculate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Mickey Mouse's most logical pet would be a person.
Oh, well, see.
That's what makes most sense.
Yeah, that would be.
It would be a little bit freaky, though.
Yeah, no question. It would be very weird. But what's even stranger is this bit of news.
ELR News.
All right, this news segment is brought to you by SwordAndLaser.com. Indiana Jones finished production. It wrapped. It seemed really fast to me. Like, they just did it in about 3 weeks or something. I'm a little nervous about that. I don't know. But here's the quote.
That's very common.
Yeah, it is kind of common. I know they hurry up and rip through it. But
it doesn't take very long.
Yeah, but it was fast. It's just
that take forever.
It just seems like we just got the name, like, barely. But anyway. The quote says, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull finally wrapped this week, but only after shooting at Chandler Airfield in Fresno, California. Brody Mash went over there to the field and watched the excitement as Harrison Ford, Shia LaBeouf, George Lucas, and Steven Spielberg. Who? You don't like that kid, do you?
Well, I mean, it's not his fault.
Yeah, but you still.
I mean, I have issues with people. Okay, it's time to come out.
Do it.
You know, it's
do
time
it.
To be honest. Yep, I'm going for it.
Okay.
I have issues. I really have issues with people that have no chin.
No, wait. Why? What's the problem with people with no chin?
I don't know. It just looks weird.
Your reason? So wait, give me someone else.
Come on. Ryan said he hated Steam because he thought it was a stupid name. Why can't I?
No. You're right. You're totally allowed. But what? Give me some more examples besides Shia LaBeouf and his no chin.
You got me. Well, no, I mean, a bunch of people I know.
Oh, yeah, but like famous people. You know any other famous people?
Famous people without no chin. Come on, people in the chat room. Tell me, famous people without no chin.
Yeah, people with no chin. This is what we like about these guys. I mean, that's not the
only reason.
Old Man Franks, that's a good one.
Old Man Franks has no chin?
Chuck Norris because
Chuck
it's
Norris
a fist.
Has no chin, it's a fist. Okay.
Larry Bird, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Larry what?
Larry Bird, the basketball player. That's kind of north from you. Jay Leno, a very funny MXC. He's got the biggest chin in the world. Rodney Dangerfield, olive oil.
Okay, now, anyway, I have issues with people that have no chin. It just looks freaky. It looks almost primitive. One friend of mine once told me, of course, this is not the reason, but a friend of mine once told me that our chin was one of the things that separated us from the apes.
Wow. I've never heard that before.
I don't even know if it's true, but if you look at it.
Well, that my thumb isn't like halfway down my forearm. That helps. And I'm not covered in fur. I don't walk on all fours.
Well, there are people that are covered in fur. I mean, very furry people. Yeah. But not, I don't only hate him because of that. I don't only hate him because he has no chin. Have you seen him, like, in the last two movies I have seen? I saw him in
Transformers.
Disturbia.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw him in Transformers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And in both movies, he gets to make out with these incredibly hot, good-looking women.
Okay.
That were older than he is, by the way.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
No, it isn't fair. It hardly seems
fair. It's not fair.
Especially that cutie in Transformers. She was hot.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Woo.
And the girl from Disturbia was also incredibly hot. And he gets to make out with her.
I have to.
And he has no chin.
I have to admit I fell asleep in Disturbia. I'm embarrassed to admit it. I just kind of find that movie sort of dumb. Didn't like it.
I liked it. It was okay.
It was all right. It was all right. Just not enough to keep me super enthralled. But anyway, yeah, you're right. He's with these hot girls, and he has no chin. You have a chin, right? I've seen your chin.
Oh, I have. I have plenty.
I've seen Brian's chins. Get it? Chins.
Yeah,
Brian is not a fat guy. Although that thing I put in the blog today looks just like his face.
Brian, having met him personally, Brian is not actually fat.
No, he's not at all. That's the funny thing. That's why it's great, because he's not.
He's just large, and I don't mean large as in the fat. I mean, he's just sort of big.
He's just
a
big
huge
guy.
Back. The guy's back is like double mine. No, really, really, really. Like from like one shoulder to the other, I could just like lay down on
really?
His back, and I probably not reach from one side to the other. He's got a huge back. Oh, he's a huge dude.
That's funny. No one's ever remarked on Brian's back before. I'll have to ask him.
Well, it's because
you
don't know him personally. I mean, I don't suppose you know Brian's back.
Not personally enough. Apparently not. Anyway, so if you're looking forward to, the whole point was, if we're a little off topic. If you're looking forward to Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, I guess it will be ready. It's been in production since June 16th. So that's a good amount of time.
Okay, why don't we talk about something interesting about the movie? Like, let me ask you, Scott.
Yeah.
Do you know what the movie's about?
No. I know it's about
and
some
don't,
crystal
don't
skulls.
Say it's about the crystal skull. that's just stupid.
No, here's what I know about it. I know it has the Shia LaBeouf in it, and I know it's got it's got the chick from the first movie in it again.
The blonde one?
Yeah. I'm your GD partner! The one that's got the medallion, and she drinks the locals under the table, that chick.
Isn't she terribly, like,
aged?
Old now?
She's a lot older, and she looks pretty bad in the photos I've seen. But you know what? She didn't really impress me that much in the first place. She kind of sucked in the first movie. The first movie was great and overrode any problems, but I thought she overacted. She was completely annoying to me while they were in Egypt. I just found her just completely annoying to watch.
These movies aren't really about acting.
No, no. Harrison Ford's in it, but he's aged too. So I don't know, dude. I guess I have some high hopes, but I'm also a little nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know, because he's old. He's really old. He's 69 or something, and he's got like.
But didn't he sort of like I once heard a rumor that somebody had sort of snuck into his hotel room or something through the window, and he sort of beat him. Up.
Harrison Ford? Well, when was that, though? That was a while ago, wasn't it? Like
a few years, but I mean, the man's been old for a while.
Yeah, but he's got a fresh injection of that whatever steroid it is that he was accused of taking.
Oh, no, you see, that's okay. You see, now it's time. Okay, I declare that here on the ELR show, each and every show, we're going to have a little bit of man talk.
All right, man.
And today's man subject is going to be that it's really cool to be a man, because when you're a man, you can actually look better with age.
No, all right. Really, no. I agree with this.
I mean, we can be old and sexy.
Yeah, that is true. I will say this about Harrison Ford or any... who was the guy I saw the other day that I just think holds his age really well? Oh, no. It was Ted Danson, of all people. He looks really good for his age. And I'm actually going to agree with you on this. Guys seem to hold their age better. And here's the other thing. We act like complete spaz idiots from age 0 to, I'm going to say, 50. We're just complete tards. We think with our crotch. You know, that's just the kind of the way we roll. And girls at a younger age, many of them, are nice and refined and goal-oriented and all of these things. Well, when we hit 50 and they hit 50, we suddenly start to become very wise, very handsome and sort of regal in our sort of demeanor and our look and feel. And the women go freaking nuts. That's what I think happens. That's
my
own
thing. Are you talking about your mom or something? Time for a mom joke.
I'm not naming names. I'm just saying.
Your mama. They get freaky like your mama.
I'm just saying. I'm a long ways off. Everyone keeps asking me how old I am. If you haven't figured that out yet, go look on the website. I'll tell you.
But anyway. No, I mean, it's really cool to think that, you know, actually, you know, when I'm 50, I can expect, you know, women to still, you know, not to still, maybe, to find me sexy then. I mean, look at Sean Connery. The guy's like 130 and... women still drool over him.
Yeah, but he hasn't been in a movie he hasn't been in a movie in like 4 years, though.
He doesn't need to be in a movie. I've read that Sean Connery and Mr. Connery, if you're listening to the podcast, which I doubt, really. But if you're listening to the podcast, let me say I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Yeah. I admire you a lot. But I've heard rumors that Sean Connery is not only a womanizer, but that he treats women like crap.
Listen here. Just because I took you home.
I read that he treats women like crap, and that's not awesome. That's not really awesome.
No, that's not cool.
It does make you wonder. I mean, this guy's like old as crap, and he's still a womanizer and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I actually support this kind of behavior. I'm just saying it is pretty amazing that at that age he can still pull it off.
I think he's still...
that behavior may be.
I hear he wakes up in the middle of the night and screams out lines from his movies. I've heard that before. I don't know if that's true or not, but he'll wake up and go, "You ever lost your car keys?" And then no one will be there and he'll go back to sleep. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing. Sean Connery, I'll bet he sleeps like with 6 or 7 different women every day.
Welcome to the Rock.
Anyway.
And I remember once Harrison Ford won this... sort of a thing in a magazine for the sexiest man alive, and he was 60 at the time.
No, that's point taken, dude. That guy is awesome. There's no question. And I think it's true of most
Stallone.
People. Stallone
breaks me like a twig.
Yeah, but he eats a handful of freaking steroid pills every morning. That guy doesn't count. He's all steroids. You know, he doesn't count. But guys like, let's think of another good one, like an old guy.
Another good old guy. Come on, people in the chat room. A good old guy.
Ernest Borgnine.
A good-looking old guy.
Not Ernest Borgnine. Charles Bronson is dead, so he's not holding up too well. Chuck Norris, sure. Dick Clark. Dude, have you seen Dick Clark lately? He doesn't count either. Maybe we're wrong about this. Oh, Robert Redford still looks good for his age.
Yeah, George Clooney's pretty old.
Yeah, he looks good. He's in his
50s. How old is Bo Yupat?
Bruce Lee. Dude, putting dead people. Jeez. Oh, Patrick Stewart, that guy, I'll give it to him. He's been old forever.
Jack Nicholson, doesn't he look pretty old by now?
He's looking pretty old. I'll say this about Patrick.
Statner doesn't count because he's a little pudgy right now. He looks like a grandpa.
He looks like a puffed up scone to me.
Clint Eastwood, he looks like somebody took an old couch and made his, you know. He looks like he's made out of an old couch. But still, he's pretty cool. I admire him.
He would make a good tree. He should be a tree. Because the skin is like bark. Anyway.
Oh, you know who I want to be when I'm old?
Hmm.
That guy from Millennium. What's his name?
Lance Henriksen, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. You see how his cheek, like he's got like these deep, deep wrinkles in his cheek.
Yeah. He's still tough.
That, I want that kind of wrinkle.
Yeah, that guy is still tough. And I'll tell you what, you could change your name to Bishop and you could bleed white. On that thought, let's take a quick break. Well, when we come back, lots more to talk about. I think we're going to bring V in here for a minute, if she's willing. I don't see her on Skype yet, but we'll watch for that. We have a couple other things to talk about, including a price drop on the PSP. It was confirmed today. My review of Orange Box and a little conversation about, well, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. Basically, what I'm going to do for a while here is I'm going to pull a really crummy DVD out of my collection, and we're going to talk about it right here on this show. So let's do all that and more when we return.
Wasn't she a monkey in Extra Life Radio? Oh, wait, no. That was Scott Johnson. Darn it.
Ich komm zu dir, halt deine Hand. Wir gehen gemeinsam durch dies wunderbare Land, das ich für dich erfand. Mit mathematischem Verstand. Ein Wunder hier, ein Traum gleich dort.
Hey everybody, we're back. Thanks for hanging in there. Let's get right back to the show. We have a very special guest with us for the remainder of the program.
Okie dokie.
Joining us from the far-off land of California is Veronica Belmont. Veronica, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me on. We were trying to message you in the chat room, but you weren't paying attention.
I apologize. I could have pulled you in earlier. What was I thinking?
That's all right.
So you're with Mahalo.com right now. We have to throw that out there. I'm most impressed with your little idea here for SwordandLaser.com. I'm totally pumped about this.
Yeah, it's a very exciting little side project that I've been working on with Tom Merritt from Buzz Out Loud.
Yeah.
And it started off as just a fun idea. Now we've got tons of members already.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to read our first book next week. It's going to be, as I said, in the little promo thing, The Golden Compass, which is going to be rad.
Yeah, I'm reading it too. So I'm pumped to do this with all the rest of y'all. So it'll be way cool. And remind me, I guess the little community forum thing is built around the Ning Network. It's one of the you set something up over there, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. Those who are familiar with the Extra Life social network will know exactly what that is. And if you already have an account, it's super easy to sort of transfer yourself into other groups like that one. So go do it. I did it, and it worked great.
Yeah, it's working out real well. Allow me
to ask, Veronica, Stardust, is it any good? I got it. I haven't read it yet. And the movies in the theaters, I haven't seen it yet. Is it any good?
I haven't read it yet either.
Stardust.
Actually,
I hear Stardust is great. I have not read it either. I haven't seen the movie either, but I keep hearing that you got to read the book. And I did read American Gods by Neil Gaiman, and it was awesome. That was a great book.
Yeah, we're absolutely going to have some Neil Gaiman books on there eventually.
Yeah, you got to do that. You have to do that. And if you can get The Dark Tower, at least The Gunslinger on there on your list, that would be sweet because I love that book. And I've read it multiple times, so I can.
Last name is Gaiman, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, always wondering crap
remember,
like that.
Remember the other day you were talking about, you know, creepy last names like Boner and what was the other one?
Whitehead was one of them.
Yeah, I hate the name Whitehead.
Well, dude, it's a freaking zit. I don't care who you are.
It makes my thighs quiver every time I hear that word.
Yeah, it's like.
Creeped out way.
My name is William Whitehead, and I'd like to introduce myself.
Wait a minute. It makes your thighs quiver?
No.
Yeah, you something gross. That, I don't mean in a
said.
Sexual way. I mean in a grossed out way.
Is there any other way?
Yes. Clearly, you haven't seen enough gross things in your life.
I think he's seen plenty.
Maybe my concept of what is gross and what is not differs a bit.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
He's personal. You guys keep hearing about China Girl. Some people on the internet know her as Tub Girl. I'm kidding. That's terrible.
Oh.
I apologize. All right. I got to ask this question, and you can weigh in on this, Veronica, because I think you probably have an opinion. Today it was confirmed the Sony PS3 is down to $400 for the 40 gig model. It will, launched on November 2nd and available for that price. The 80 gig is dropping to $500. Is the PS3 finally in the price range where you would even care about buying it?
Well, I do have one already, so I guess I can't really decide whether or not I would buy it now.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot more accessible for a lot of people. I mean, it's still a lot of money.
I didn't know you had one already. What are you playing on it?
Huh?
What have you been playing on it? I didn't even know you had one.
Frankly, not much. Yeah. I don't really play on it very often at all. I'm still more of an Xbox 360 kind of girl.
Yeah.
If I'm not on Warcraft, of course.
Yeah, me too. I'm more of a 360 girl myself. Obsidian, do you even care about this price drop? Because you couldn't get it unless it dropped.
No, I mean, I care. I care because I am a very warm, loving human being, and I care everything and everyone. But what am I?
Are you insinuating that I'm cold-hearted and don't care about gamers everywhere?
But that's sexy. That's sexy. A cold-hearted, cruel woman is sexy. So you're good. But I did have a question for you, Veronica, and it's how does that make you feel, really? Because you know, when I go and I buy something and I pay a certain price for it, and then somebody shows me that they got it somewhere else, it's just the same but it's cheaper. I really feel crappy about that. I feel like how does it feel that you got a PlayStation 3 for the full price and now people are getting it for about $200 less?
That was like a year ago. That was so long ago that the PS3 came out. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So you're the kind of girl
that forgets and forgives, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything drops in price eventually.
Yeah.
That's the way the market, that's the way it works. I mean, yeah, I was a little upset, not too upset, but when the iPhone dropped in price after I bought one 2 months earlier, but I'm like, you know, that's just how things go. I wanted to be an early adopter. I wanted to have
it bought then.
Yeah. So
how upset is a little upset? Like, how much stuff did you break?
Hey, speaking of iPhones, I got to ask you a question. Did you spend your $100 credit toward Leopard, or what did you do with your money there?
I haven't used it yet.
You should do it for Leopard. You'll probably get a copy.
Just remembered that I still have that credit that I haven't even used yet. That's brilliant.
That's a way to do it. They'll deliver it on the 26th. Either that or you get Ryan to get you a copy. I hear he's got connections. He can do
well,
stuff.
We're going to get one for the house.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
Suckers.
The word be followed by the word dong.
Dude, Obsidian is like drinking absinthe or something. I don't know what he's doing tonight. All right. So who cares? PS3 down to 400. Maybe I'd get it if I still have a problem with not enough good games. So whatever.
But you're going to get one anyway. You have them all. You know, gaming consoles are like Pokemons to you. You know, you've got to have them all.
Yeah, they're like Pokemons. The other problem I have is the game, or Orange Box and Team Fortress 2 is not on the PS3 yet. Or is it? Maybe I'm wrong about that. But I've been playing the hell out of that game. On the 360, and I know I get a lot of, you know, grief because I should be playing it on the PC, everybody says, but I just...
Well, you know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about Beautiful Katamari.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's out now, isn't it? I think it's out.
Yeah.
Right? Are you going to get that?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Weird Japanese rolling around, picking up crap game. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the first one, so I'm excited about it.
What? How does she say it? Oh, how does she say it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, she says it like she says it. I say it katamari.
Katamari.
Katamari. Yeah.
Sounds like something to eat.
Yeah.
Mm. Did I say it right? Is that better, O?
The way she says it sounds like food. Say it again.
Like calamari? Beautiful, beautiful calamari.
It's a trap.
It's so a trap. Beautiful.
Anybody says katamari, I think of Colonel Akbar. Is it Colonel or Admiral? Yeah, Admiral Akbar. With his It's a Trap. Hey, that guy's awesome.
It's a trap!
It's a trap!
It's a trap!
All right. Either of you familiar with The Lone Ranger?
The Lone Ranger!
I'm familiar with The Lone Ranger.
Well,
yes.
I realize this is totally random tonight.
Not in the biblical sense.
No. good. I'm glad you're not.
What about?
Well, let me tell you what about him. Well, listen to this.
This is a story of one of the most mysterious characters to appear in the early days of the West. He was a fabulous individual, a man whose presence brought fear to the lawless and hope to those who wanted to make this frontier land their home. He was known as the Lone Ranger.
All right, so what I did is I dug deep into my big pile, my stack of DVDs that I hardly ever watch anymore, and I have, over the years, collected a lot of crappy stuff that was like $4 and a dollar and... You know, the cheap stuff you find at Walmart or whatever. There's some real gems in there, I have to tell you. And for the foreseeable future, I'm going to kind of crank these out once in a while and bring them on the show and talk a little bit about them. Now, I don't know about you guys. You can weigh in on this. But I long there are times I long for the days of cheeseball, super innocent, way over simplified sort of storytelling of like classic 50s, 40s kind of crap like this. I don't know what it is about it, like old time radio and that kind of thing. I can just listen to it all the time, watch it all the time. I just eat it up. I love it.
I have to say that I'm not as nostalgic for it, Scott, because I'm not old.
Oh, that hurts.
So.
Okay, yeah. Wait. You were born in 1980? No.
No.
81.
No.
78.
83.
No.
86.
No.
Not 82.
When were you born?
82.
Oh, 82. Okay, that's a good year.
Man, I almost got it.
All right. No, 82 was a fine year.
When in 82?
I was 13.
When? On July 21st.
Yeah. July 21st. Good date.
July 21st. You are...
No, I was 12. I was 12 years old in 90 or in 82. That means when you were three, I was watching Back to the Future in the movie theater. That's weird.
Yeah, I actually did the math on recently. I forget what you were talking about. You were talking about when you graduated from high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man. Yeah, that's...
you were like 5 years old when I graduated. That makes me ill. Old is Tom? Tom Merritt is like 30 what? What is
he's in his mid-30s.
Yeah, he's like me. I like him.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I know you're kidding, of course. I am not.
Well, you know, Scott, I don't think you can actually make... So, and I'm getting serious here now. You see, you made me serious. See what you did? I don't think you can actually make... Let me do my serious voice.
Okay, I'm listening. I got it.
Stories like the Lone Ranger anymore. Because look at it this way, okay? The Lone Ranger, he had a sidekick.
Okay.
And the sidekick just happened to be a Native American.
All right.
Whose name, by the way, was Tonto. And do you know what Tonto means in Spanish?
No.
It's pretty awesome.
What is it, V? What is it?
It means stupid.
Yeah, it means stupid.
Does it really? I never knew that. That means stupid?
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell? See, that makes it even more awesome. You don't understand. That makes it better.
Yeah, yeah. But then again, the name has nothing to do with it. The thing is, okay, you got the Lone Ranger, which he was really bad dresser, by the way.
Yeah, bad.
And they did say in that introduction that he looked fabulous. But.
Yeah.
The guy has a Native American sidekick, and immediately you're going to get a bunch of people that take offense.
Yeah. All right. See, well, I have a clip.
People are more complicated today. You can't do those simple stories.
No, I understand that. I am not knocking on the simple stories, but there's something it's a freak show factor. It's kind of like this weird, unbelievably strange form of storytelling, overacted, cheesy as crap. And they were so into it back then, and I wouldn't have been. I mean, I'm not that old. I wasn't around in the 50s or 40s, but I was born in 69, which seems like forever ago now. But these things were long gone by then. And when I listen to them now, there's just something like a weird, magical, like these people weren't even really people. They were like just some fake magic thing going on.
A fake magic thing.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. So
That's really, wow, you sound smart.
You know what I want? I want a disc of you reading all of those old-timey radio shows.
Oh, anytime, dude.
That was like my favorite thing that I've heard in a really long time was you doing the radio person voice.
Yeah, we're doing that again. We got some plans. I think we're going to do it for the Halloween episode, something like that for next week. So.
Awesome.
In fact, maybe I'll have you submit the girl part we have to have.
Do I get to audition?
Yeah, you don't even have to audition. I'll just give it to you. You can be in.
All right.
I'm going to play a 40-second clip from The Lone Ranger because this is awesome. Check it out.
Tano, it looks as if we're in time for the celebration.
This big day for Americans, Kimisabe.
February the 12th, Lincoln's birthday. Gettysburg Address will be given by Phil Beach. Phil Beach?
Me remember him, Kimisabe. Him plenty bad.
He's paid for his mistakes. According to this sign, it looks like he's changed.
Maybe, maybe not.
Come to think of it, I've heard he's married and living on the right side of the law.
Now that good if two Kim's have it.
Let's look him up, see if he is.
Okay. Okay, there's just something about... like this guy used to be some bad dude, some total outlaw, and now because...
He gets married.
And everything's fine.
Isn't it usually the rest? These days.
Yeah, it's almost always that way. What'd you say?
That really things into perspective. You know, if I ever, you know, if I ever get in trouble with the law, all I got to do is get married.
That's right.
Now all I need is a good wife.
Yep. Think
it makes an honest man out of you.
Yep. You and Tub Girl.
Oh, stop, please.
Okay. Let's see. Let's play another clip.
Tub.
This is a good one. This is about a couple of dudes hating each other. This is pretty good.
Mrs. Beach, please don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid. I know who you are. You're the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
You're the Lone Ranger.
Joe told you about it.
Stupid.
Yes. You sent him to prison.
Yes, ma'am, we did.
Because of that, you will not like us, maybe.
I'm grateful to you, and so is Phil. What you did straightened him out.
Well, we're very glad you feel that way. Is Phil home? We'd like to say hello.
I wish he were. Right now, he's paying a call on my father, and I'm worried. I'm so worried.
If there's anything we could do, we'd like to help.
They hate each other so.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome on a few levels, but what I like about it the most is this would be like today, if you're like a cop and you bust some guy for prostitution or some girl. I guess guys prostitute themselves as well. Anyway, whatever. You bust this guy. He's like a drug.
Yeah. Scott, you're such a man of the world.
Well, like a drug dealer or something. You send the guy to prison. He gets out of prison after serving his time. And this would be like you, the cop, going over to his house saying, yeah, we thought we'd just come by and see how Tyrone's doing tonight or whatever. It just seems so odd.
You know, it's always sounded so strange to me, like going back and listening to old recordings like that. It sounds like their voices are just completely different in mm-hmm. every respect. Like the whole timbre of the sound is different.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Like, I wouldn't even know how to fake that. Like you do a really good job, but you never hear anyone talking like that at all.
Yeah, you don't hear them talking like that. There's not a normal voice today in terms of them just announcing things or saying things. And it's something else I noticed, and this is true of the guy who played the Lone Ranger, they almost have this weird ageless quality. Like they're not young, but they're not old. And there's some weird, ambiguous 40s-ish kind of age range. And they all have the weird barrel chest like the Tarzan guy did. They all have this weird physical build that no one has today at all. Like nobody mm-hmm. looks like these guys. And so that with the voice, it just makes this anomalous time that almost is unreal. That's why I think I like it so much. It's so just surreal and strange and out there. And you always hear later these stories, these guys all get burned out and, you know, shoot themselves or, you know, OD on sleeping pills or whatever. And I don't know if that's true of this guy or not. I think he died of cancer or something. But, you know, him and Stupid, dude, they were awesome back in the day. People really liked those two guys. Yes, so
I would just like to make it clear to the chat room that I don't have braces or a mouthpiece.
Why do they think you have that?
I don't know.
She sounds fine. Are they saying the way you're talking?
You sound like it, Thunderbolt.
That's funny. The chat
room. Wait a minute. If Veronica has a mouthpiece, then what would I have? I mean, I get mixed up like with one word out of every 10.
You got a mouth full of potato, dude. Just like the 300 guy. That's your problem.
This is Fanta.
This is Fanta. All right, I think that's all I had for the Lone Ranger. I did have one more. Let me play this last clip. Here it is.
Hello, Phil.
Hello, Lefty.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
World treating you all right?
I'm not complaining.
Neither am I. We're making it treat us all right. Ain't we, Fingers?
Yeah.
Meet my new partner, Fingers Blake. My ex-partner, Phil Beach.
Real sociable, ain't he? Look, boys, if you want a meal and stay around a day or two, you're welcome. But if it's a job you're after.
A job? You're a funny man, Phil. Always was.
All right, that's my favorite part is this guy's name is Lefty, and his new partner is Fingers. So there you go. I love stuff like that.
You could just cut the sexual tension with an eye.
What are you talking about? See, all I could say to you, potato salad and chicken, and you go, oh, that reminds me of a night, with a hot and steamy night in the Colombian freaking chicken hut or whatever. You'd have some.
Yes, I'm not French. I'm Colombian.
Sorry.
It's a difference.
That was a little French accent, I admit. I apologize for that. All right. Well, that's going to do it for the Lone Ranger, and that's going to about do it for the show. V, is there anything else you wanted to pimp or talk about or cover with us since we have you on here? It's such a rare opportunity to have you here.
You don't have to have anything,
but yeah.
My new show is actually going to come out very soon. My actual real full-time job that I've been doing for the past couple months.
Yeah.
The Mahalo Daily Show. So that should be coming out any day. We're putting the finishing touches on a bunch of different episodes. So
maybe October, you're thinking?
Future, huh?
Maybe October, or are we looking November? Or if you had to guess, what would you say?
Oh, it better be October.
Well, I'm excited. You can learn more when that happens, I guess, over at mahalo.com. But this thing will be all over the place. I'm sure you'll see a Dig article. We'll probably post something. It should be cool beans. I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, thank you. I would appreciate
that.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. And oh, do you have anything that we should cover before the show ends in a glorious manner?
No.
I didn't think you did.
You know, I was.
Let's do a call. Let's do one phone call just for fun. I almost forgot about this. Hold on. We're gonna do a phone call and let someone ask Veronica a question. Hello, who's this?
Neil Mantle.
Well, hello. Who?
Neil Man 12.
You sound like you're about 12. Is that true?
Maybe. No. I'm...
Oh, there's 12 of him.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question for Lady Veronica?
Yes. Is her new website kind of like a book club type thing?
Oh, good question. Yes, it is a book club type thing. He wants to know if it's like if it's a book club. It basically is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely a book club. It's a sci-fi fantasy-themed book club, and so we're going to pick a new book every month and then discuss it, whether, you know, I don't know if it's going to be by chapter or by sections of chapters until the book's done.
So who's going to get to choose the books? Is this kind of a collective thing where everybody gets to throw their hat in the ring, or are you going to pick them every month, or how's that going to work?
Well, Tom and I picked the first one, and then we're going to have people. I'm not sure if we're going to do nominations, but we're going to do voting. So we'll pick like five different books next month. I think we're going to do classics. Yeah. Pick five classics, and then we'll vote on which one people want to read.
That's awesome. That's totally cool that Tom's willing to do this as well.
We should have like a book oracle, book? Like some sort of lady slave that's been brought up as book oracle since she was born. We're in a pool, like in Minority Report. And every day she has to pick out a new book, and that's all she does.
Yeah, and it poops out in a little wooden ball that only a certain computer can read. That makes sense to me.
Yes, yeah. That's a great idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yes.
Get it at Best Buy.
Yeah, whatever. You're breaking up. I'm just kidding. All right. Well, that is going to about do it for the show. Big thanks to Veronica for being here. Big thanks to Obsidian as well. Big thanks to Brian for his fake story about the bank. That made for a laugh. Just kidding. We hope everything's fine and she's out of the bank soon. We'd love to hear the story, though, Brian. And I know he listens to this the next day, so he'll fill us in. I want to thank the chat room for being here. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Big thanks to Rob for our theme music and various other tidbits. Big thanks to Scott Fletcher for all he does with his intros and his outros and his whatnot and his whosits. We appreciate everything he does. Thanks to Sebastian for our mashups and everybody else who contributes to the show in a meaningful way. If you guys want to be a part of the show, you can email us. That address is extraliferadio@gmail.com. You can also visit myextralife.com. And you'll find blog posts and archives of the show and the comic and everything else that matters. If you want to call us, you can do that on the Gob Line. The number is 801-471-0GOB. We'll look forward to seeing you guys next week for show number 157.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark with your 3-minute movie review. This week's movie, 3:10 to Yuma, starring Russell Crowe and Christian Bale.
So, boys, where are we headed?
Taking to the 3:10 to Yuma day after tomorrow.
Shouldn't have told him that.
Relax, friend. Now if we get separated, I know what I made up.
He's a killer, Daniel.
Then someone ought to have the decency to bring him to justice.
I want to come with you.
Well, you can't.
What are you doing out here, Dan? You got a family to protect.
Well, talk to me like you know me, Wade. We ain't friends.
Russell Crowe plays Ben Wade, the most notorious outlaw in the area. Although he's the bad guy, he has charisma to spare. Everyone who comes in contact with him begrudgingly kind of likes him, that is until he shoots them in the head or stabs them to death with a fork. Christian Bale plays Dan Evans, a one-legged rancher whose land is being repossessed by a crooked landowner. Evans is a stoic, distant man who doesn't seem to be able to stand up for himself. Evans and his sons happen to witness Ben Wade and his gang robbing a stagecoach. Wade leaves them alive, but takes their horses in the process. Wade then goes into town where he is captured by the stagecoach officials. They intend to take him to the next town to put him on the train to Yuma Prison. Dan Evans, in a desperate move for money to save his land, works out a payment deal with the stagecoach lawmen to help take Wade to the train. Thus, the name of the show and the whole premise of the movie. Now, every Western movie takes on one of two paths. It's either a fun-and-gun style show, where it intends to provide action and adventure a la The Outlaw Jesse Wales, or it takes a serious, dark direction like The Unforgiven. Now, 310 to Yuma makes no preconceived notions about being a serious movie. This is a shoot-'em-up show from the beginning. And with such a show, there are two things to consider to make it a good movie. One, you do tend to ignore the lack of plot exposition as long as the situation is believable enough, and the show starts off pretty well to give a believable premise for Evans to get involved. And second, is the action believable and interesting? Again, the show pays off. The fight scenes are very well done and keep you very interested. The interesting part of the show is that you almost want to root for Russell Crowe's Ben Wade. You know for a fact that he's a ruthless killer, but his charm is undeniable. I haven't been a Russell Crowe fan for a few years due to his boorish behavior off-screen, but he makes this movie work. Without him, this would not have been an enjoyable movie. The big problem I have with this movie is the final fight scene. A few things don't add up, which makes the situation less than believable. This is unfortunate because up until this point, you feel that everything that has happened could be a believable circumstance. I kind of blame the director for trying to put too much action on screen. I won't give anything away, but I was really taken out of the movie in the last 10 to 20 minutes. That being said, this is a really fun movie. I would recommend it to anyone who likes the fun-and-gun Western show, or any action fan for that matter. I would even say that most people on the fringe of that genre would also enjoy it very well. 310 to Yuma is rated R for graphic violence and coarse language.
We are approaching our coordinates, Captain. Yes, a lovely planet called Earth.
Earth?
Let's pick our human names, Kevular. Okay, yum, 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 Bob. I will be Shorty. And I will be Jadzia. Of course you would be. I like Jadzia. We think she's pretty. Come on, let's land. Yay. Strange planet. Look over there, an Earthling. Perhaps we could talk to it. Let us try. Take us to Eureka. I don't think he understands you. I said, Earthling, take us to Eureka. I still don't think he understands you. Perhaps we can get his attention. Hey, Earthling! Take us to Eureka! You know, Treks in Sci-Fi, the podcast. We listen every week. I still do not think he understands you. These creatures are very funny, Earthlings. They are very furry. Very furry. Treks in Sci-Fi.
Have you been offended by Extra Life Radio? Has Scott Johnson touched you inappropriately with his words? Do you just hate that filthy, bald Mexican? If so, we at the Moomin and Biscuit Law Offices can help you. We've settled thousands of claims and put people's lives back on track. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to this testimonial of one of our successful clients.
Scott Johnson offend my people! He piece of crap! I not stand for it! I call Moomin Biscuit Law Offices! They fix me up big money! Big money! That bastard get what he deserve!
So if you're a deaf Asian midget, colostomy bag wearer, or a club-footed paraplegic nun, call 206-203-2626. That's 206-203-CRAP. And get your much-deserved compensation today.
What you are about to hear is not a dramatized figment of someone's imagination. It is an actual mauling in the city of San Francisco in the state of Maranica.
What was that? Oh, no, help me. Help, oh, sweet mother of pearl. My arms. No, not Mumbles.
Every night, thousands of homeless and starving penguins roam the city streets of San Francisco. These penguins, being homeless and having nowhere to go, stay in the shadows and wait till the time is right. When an unsuspecting pedestrian passes by, the penguin strikes. Once the penguin mauls its victim, its saliva can be deadly due to the fact that it eats toxic waste, otherwise known as leftover takeout food. Another thing to take note of is, these penguins are more aggressive when they smell alcohol on one's breath. The only way to stop these penguins is to spray the city streets of San Francisco with Cheese Whiz. They hate Cheese Whiz. Actually, it makes them break out in a rash, and sometimes it even gives them seizures. So, take Cheese Whiz can in hand and spray the streets. This has been your weekly dose of BS with Alexis Santos, brought to you by ELR and the letters LMNOP. And remember, this too can happen to you. Not really.
Dirty, grab those drinks. Congratulations, now get yourself in there, darn it.
New for Halloween, the all-new Extra Life cast. Collect all three, and remember, they're edible. So just rip their heads off and suck their guts out.
Hey, Scott and O and Brian, it's Andrew from Las Vegas. Just wanted to kind of do some little off-topic. Wanted to thank my wonderful, wonderful fiance for giving me an early birthday present this past weekend, Sunday on the 14th, I guess. I got to drive an official NASCAR for eight laps that went by pretty quick when they're going real damn fast. But anyways, I enjoyed it immensely. It is one of the things I wished I could have done before I died, and I did it because of her. So just a big thank you. If you want to go ahead and thank her for me, Jody, I love you, babe.
Hi, this is James with a quick message on how to make all your sentences better. Just to add, and this time it's personal to everything. Example. Hold on, I'm going to call Extra Life Radio. And this time, it's personal.
Yeah, Scott. You talk about being more tolerant or growing up being more tolerant of things, yet you're every other word out of your mouth an insult to somebody. Get it together! Are you tolerant or not?
Hey, Scott, this is Devin. I'm the one who sent you an email earlier today talking about the dehydrated onions and the whatnot. Anyway, a follow-up to something that Obsidian said last show.
And yes, women do deodorize their boob pits.
Okay, just thought I'd drop you guys that line.
Jibbity Jabbity.